The weekend mass shootings in Texas and Ohio and violence here in the Capital Region are leading to discussion and soul-searching. Democratic New York U.S. Senator Charles Schumer took to Twitter Monday morning to appeal to President Trump to demand Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, quote, put the bipartisan, House-passed universal background checks bill up for a vote. Lawmakers are home for the August recess. President Trump addressed the nation from the White House and said racism is unacceptable. Not everyone thinks more gun control is the answer. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association Executive Director Tom King argues gun laws do nothing but make legal gun owners more cognizant of what is going on and more likely to obey gun laws.
Criminals, by the very definition of the word criminal, they're lawbreakers, so they're not going to obey any type of new gun laws. They didn't obey the old ones. My perspective is that it's time that we looked at the core problems. And it's too easy to pass a anti-gun law and the politicians to all stand up at their podiums and say, we made you safer. This is what we've done. You're going to be safer. It's not true. And that's becoming more and more obvious as you look at things that are going on around the country. What we have to do is we have to look into, we have to look more into mental health. We have to look into poverty. We have to look into the lack of jobs. We have to look into the violence in the inner city. We have to look into the violence with drug gangs. We have to look into the violence with just gangs. And nobody wants to do that. The only person that I have heard say, let's go after the gangs, is President Trump.
Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins at a recent anti-gun violence forum in Albany said these are trying times for youth.
We have some young men and some women in this community from the type of things that I've been seeing in terms of some of the activities. It appears that they don't have hope. It appears that they're in a place where they can't see a light. They don't see a pathway to success. And some of those youth that are in that position, it appears that that may be a factor in them going down this path of crime and other quality of life issues. And so I would say to those who feel like they don't have hope that there is so much that is offered in this community.
Albany has been plagued by summer after summer of gun-related crime and violence. Hawkins said the city has plenty of programs designed to give young people hope through offering job training and other solutions, and he urged them to seek out those alternatives.
We will take a very strong stance against crime and quality of life issues in this community, and we will not allow anyone to prey upon and to commit these acts of violence in this community. And we're going to work diligently. We're going to use every resource that is available to us to find those who are committing these violent acts and to arrest them and to prosecute them. So there will be consequences in this community for any types of violent acts or quality of life issues.
Rebecca Fisher, executive director of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, says the state and city are leading the way on the issue.
The governor just signed 6 new gun safety laws last week, and these are laws that we've been working on for a long time, in addition to a red flag law that was signed earlier this year. This is, of course, in addition to the SAFE Act, which he signed and was passed by the legislature with bipartisan support after the Sandy Hook massacre. And there's a strong correlation to the fact that we have strong gun laws here in New York State and a low gun death and injury rate, one of the lowest gun death and injury rates in the country. However, we do still have gun violence, like the Brownsville shooting in New York, because our federal laws and other states' laws are so weak. And so illegal guns continue to be trafficked into our state, particularly into underserved, marginalized communities. What do we need to do about that? We need a comprehensive plan to address gun violence across the country, and certainly our federal government and other state legislatures need to support and enact strong gun safety laws that will protect our communities, like a universal background check system like New York already has, like an assault weapons ban like New York already has.
Capital Region Democratic Congressman Paul Tonko also tweeted Monday morning, urging Majority Leader McConnell to reconvene the Senate to take up new gun control bills. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.